We all dream of learning at the best academic institutions.
从牛津到剑桥，在英国有很多所世界闻名的优秀学府。
So, which are the UK's top universities? What's it like to study at them? And what are some top tips for choosing a university at which to study?
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Andrea.
And I'm Jean.
It's a daunting task choosing a university.
A daunting task. 选择要就读的大学确实是让人望而却步的一项任务。所以我们专程采访了这方面的资深专家，英国国际学生事务委员会的 CEO, Dominic Scott 先生。
If asked about the top universities, I think there are two things to say, because there are the most famous and probably older established universities, which you'd think about Oxford,Cambridge, several others. But then there are other universities who've got the largest numbers of foreign students coming to them, and arguably they are probably the more popular. So you'd have London School of Economics, you'd have Manchester, you'd have a host of others. So one of the things is, what makes a popular university? And students have got to think very carefully about that question.
Dominic tells us that there are two ways of defining Britain's top universities.
Defining Britain's top universities. 如何定义？什么才称得上是英国的顶尖大学呢？ To define.
Firstly, there are the oldest and most famous universities. And those, of course, are universities like Oxford and Cambridge. And we'll be hearing about those universities from people who've actually studied at them later in this series.
还有一个方法呢，是看哪一家大学的外国学生最多。Dominic 说，这样的大学有可能是最受国际好评、最被世界学生所喜爱的一所大学。Arguably, 可论证的。
Dominic says the London School of Economics and Manchester University are both very popular with foreign students. But there are many others too. There are a host of others.
看来选择到英国上哪家好大学 universities 或者口语说的 uni 真的不是那么简单。
But of course, who hasn't heard of Cambridge and Oxford?
Top universities, 英国的顶尖大学。
From BBC Learning English.
Well, the household names of Oxford, Cambridge, etc. are clearly in the top of the league for research, and that's a very, very important factor.Especially if you're coming to the UK to do research. So without doubt, they have some of the best academic standards.
牛津和剑桥都是人所共知的名牌大学了。Household names, 人所共知的名字，名牌。
And they're at the top of the league for research.
这两所大学也是在研究方面排名最高的大学 ,top of the league.
Dominic uses the expression without a doubt. Without a doubt, they are the best universities for research and they have very high academic standards. Their students get very high results.
但是 Dominic Scott 也有他的另一番看法。
If you're coming to study an undergraduate degree, you're not going to be sitting with a Nobel scientist all the time. So you need to look for a good university with a good teaching record. And that's not always in those top-rated research universities, although they are, of course, some of the best in the world.
Dominic 他说呢，如果你是想读大学本科的话，选择一家在教学质量方面比较出色的大学是最重要的。
Top-rated universities aren't always top teaching universities.
Top-rated, 名列前茅的。看来选大学光看它是否有名是不行的，而且研究课题做得好也不够，而是要看它是否有优秀的教学水平。
So, what are Dominic's tips on choosing a top university?
I think the first thing is, don't get mesmerized by league tables. Do the obvious. Ask your friends, ask your teachers,what contacts they've had and what experience they've had in those universities, because there's nothing better than some first-hand recommendation. Huge numbers of students, say from China, have come to study in the UK over the last 10 years, and most British universities would have an active alumni association, people who've studied in the UK and gone home to China. So those associations can be really helpful in giving you practical, honest,impartial advice about what it was really like. So you can read all those league tables and see all those rankings, but there's nothing better than getting a first-hand account from someone who's been there.
So Dominic's tips are, Don't get mesmerized by league tables and rankings.
就是说选大学别被那些排行榜搞花了眼。League tables and rankings 就是排名表和排行。
Ask friends and teachers about their first-hand experiences in British universities.
First-hand experiences, 第一手的体验。和那些已经上过英国大学的学哥学姐们聊聊肯定有帮助。Alumni 就是毕业生、校友。
Get practical.
取得实践过的。
Honest.
坦诚的。
And impartial advice.
和完全不偏颇的忠告和建议。排名再高的大学如果并不适合你也不值得去勉强自己好希望有志到英国来读书的朋友们能够顺利实现自己的梦想我俩也要和大家说再见了如果你们想提高英语的话呢我们 BBC Learning English 的网站其实是再合适不过了 BBCUKChina.com Goodbye
Bye